Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole Capone, Public Information Officer at the Arizona Corporation Commission, welcoming you to another edition of our informative podcast series about wise investing and fraud prevention. Today's session is about how to ask and check before you invest. With us today is the Investor Education Coordinator at the Corporation Commission's Securities Division, Terry Alexan. Terry, thanks again for talking with us today. So, in previous segments, we've talked about selecting and monitoring an investment professional. Now, how can we figure out if the investment product presenting to us is legitimate?
Well, good to be here, Nicole. Of course, it's extremely important to know if that investment being offered to you is legitimate or not. And I'm certainly glad to provide some how-to guidelines to our listeners today. But first, let me say that the information I will provide today is my opinion only and should not be misconstrued as legal or investment advice. First, let me say, to determine whether or not an investment opportunity is legitimate or not, that takes a little bit of sleuthing on the part of the investor. Never, and I tell people this, never accept what you're told as the truth. Get whatever the salesperson tells you about him or herself, about the investment being offered to you, about the company, in writing. I can't emphasize this enough. If anyone is offering an investment opportunity, they should give you what's called an offering memorandum. And what that is, it's a fancy word, it's just a complete description of the investment, the people and risk involved. So just read it. If this document makes your eyes glaze over, and trust me, I've read some of them, once you have a third party outside the transaction, like a certified public accountant, a lawyer who's knowledgeable in securities laws, or another objective third party, read that offering memorandum to you and explain it.
That's good to know. What sort of specific questions should we ask the salesperson?
Well, this certainly bears repeating. Investors need to insist that salesperson provide the answers to your questions in writing so that investors can review that information at a later time or date. So here's some questions to ask. First, are you registered or licensed to sell investments in Arizona? If so, what is your registration number? And that's often called the CRD or Central Registration Depository Number. So if not, why not? Because there could be an exemption involved. Not everybody has to be registered. Next, what commission or fee will you earn if I buy this investment? And that's something you, the investor, have control over. You may not have control over what the markets do or what the investment may do and what return it will provide, but you do have control over what you're going to pay for it. Next, who or what entity will be paying you? That's important, right? Because there could be a conflict of interest involved. That's important. What if the company is unscrupulous? Good to know, right? Next, will you be receiving any benefit other than your commission or fee? Sometimes there could be a bonus and there's an incentive. You know, they have a quota to meet. Finally, are you related to or involved with the investment in any other way than recommending that I buy it? Always good to know as much information as you can. Finally, have you ever been sued, disciplined, or had any complaints filed against you as your work as a salesperson or advisor? And sometimes they're not forthcoming, and we at the Securities Division can certainly give you information on that.
Those are definitely important questions to ask, but is there a brochure or document highlighting this information so investors can refer to it at a later time?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Do I have the brochures, Nicole? For those who do not have online access, folks can call me directly at my line at 602-542-0428, and I certainly will be happy to send a hard copy brochure directly to them. But you can find a list of these and other important questions in a handout I've entitled, How to Ask and Check Before You Invest. You can find that in the Investor Resources section of the Corporation Commission's website, azcc.gov/AZInvestor.
Great. Now, where can investors verify that the answers are correct?
Ah, that's a good question. Verifying the answers are only a click or call away, as I said. Investors can do their due diligence and verify that licensure status and potential disciplinary history of the salesperson and company by contacting our investigator on duty at the Corporation Commission Securities Division. So when I say securities, I'm talking about investments. And sometimes I get calls like, can you put a security system in my house? So we're talking about investments here. So people can dial the investigator on duty line at 602-542-0662 or toll free in Arizona at 1-866-VERIFY-9. And now that translates into numerical 837-4399. And this way you can speak to the IOD directly, and you may have to leave a message on the answering machine. But within 24 to 48 hours, someone will get back to you. Or finally, you can send an email inquiry to our email at info@azinvestor.gov. So investors can request a written copy of the salesperson's background, but there's a nominal fee for that service. So investors can obtain the resource themselves through our website and then go to the Ask and Check section and find the CRD IRD report, which is generated from the Financial Regulatory Authority, shorthand for FINRA. And it's important to note that when you are conducting your search, be sure, and this is important, to look for public disclosures regarding both the company and the individual, as the company may have legal actions taken against it that are not disclosed by the individual.
Got it. Besides license verification, is there other important background information contained in the CRD IARD report?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. Besides license registration status, you can find out about the salesperson's employment history and disciplinary history. So if they've been a bad boy in Michigan, you're going to find out about it. We know about it here in Arizona. This disciplinary history includes pending and final actions taken by a securities regulator, civil judgments and arbitration decisions, criminal convictions or indictments, as well as settlements of $15,000 or greater, and that's after May 2009. It's a lower amount if it's before that date, including employment terminations, bankruptcies, pending investment-related complaints of $5,000 or more that's initiated by a customer, as well as outstanding liens and judgments.
Wow, that's quite a bit of important information. Investors need to know this background to make an informed decision. Before we conclude, is there anything else you want to add?
Yes, sure. I think investors need to be reminded that, as a matter of fact, it's their money. And nobody cares more about their money than they do. Having said that, it's important, very important, to stay in control of your money and take your time. Don't feel pressured. If it's a good investment, it'll be there tomorrow. That's what I always tell folks. It's also important to know that even if a particular investment is registered, there's no guarantee the investment will generate a return, or is it appropriate for your financial situation. To determine if that investment is appropriate in terms of risk and return, the investor, I always tell them, please seek assistance from a certified public accountant, an attorney, or independent advisor, someone outside of the transaction. And remember, until money grows on trees, ask and check before you invest.
Once again, thanks, Terry, for providing our listeners with some valuable information on how to ask and check before they invest. I encourage everyone to stay connected to the important cases that the Corporation Commission decides upon by signing up for our regular open meeting highlights, all of which can be delivered to your email. You can find the link at the bottom of our website, azcc.gov. Once again, that's azcc.gov. Thanks for listening today, and we hope to have another podcast on a different topic available for you soon.